Flower Mountain, that's the name of the drawing. The mountain is big, a bit scary. It stands in front of our house. You hear the birds. It stands in front of our family, our friends, our life. God loves to shake mountains. We can see Flower Mountain when we see God's love. Is there a mountain in front of you? There is a mountain in my path. Many people are hurting in India and across the world. It's like we need a big band-aid. India is hurt. People are hurting. It's not corona. It's our inability to love, to touch. Individual circumstances cause grief and take a toll on us. Survival. A word with a new understanding. During this time, even I faced an unexpected rough stretch. I was diagnosed with physical disability requiring immediate attention, and it was serious. So I found myself looking at a mountain, and I didn't see the flowers. I asked God a lot of questions because circumstances created no other way around it. I had to trust God, and I found that's a pretty good place to be forced into. Through pain and grief, we experience that life is short. But there's hope. There's eternity. Our perception of what short life means is night and day different from God's perception. God is not hard-hearted as some think. He understands grief. Jesus even cried with loud cries like we do when he faced death. David Crowder sings, "Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die." So we stay contentedly in our little box. We keep death out of the box, yes. But God understands our fears. We put up boundaries and fences to shield us from hurt. We live in this world, in this life, and God lives in eternity. There are strange and hard times. It's a time to focus on what is not seen. That's our strength. India, how are you doing in the midst of so much pain, so much big loss? Your magnificent ship is barely floating. A quote from the Loss Foundation. As for grief, you'll find it comes in waves. When the ship is first wrecked, you're drowning with wreckage all around you. Everything floating around you reminds you of the beauty and the magnificence of the ship that was and is no more. And all you can do is float. Can you see beauty on your mountain? Well, it's there. The Spirit of the Lord comforts all who mourn, gives them beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a heavy burden and failing spirit.